Poetry is made for the ear, and hearing it read out loud can make listeners smile, think, pine, or laugh uproariously. Caleb Brown's latest book of poems for children is Flamingos on the Roof. And Daniel Pinkwater, our ambassador to the world of children's literature, has brought this charming book to our attention. Daniel, I can hear him now, smiling at us from his home in the Hudson River Valley.
I am smiling broadly because I have this book in front of me. Scott, I donated 1,900 picture books that were sent to me for review in the year 2007. Half of them, dead waste of trees. Some of the worst ones were poetry. But Caleb Brown is reliably, well, he's weird, but he's good.
His drawings just invite the eye. I mean, you could linger over them for half an hour.
He's a great artist. He does wonderful drawings. He never fails me.
Yeah. Should we let's read a little from this book.
I see no reason not to just to get into it. Shall I just grab one and read it at random?
Yeah, please.
Here's one called Combo Tango. Dance lesson number one, the combination tango. Listen to the lingo. This is how the steps go. Boogie to the banjo, bop to the bongo, freeze like an igloo, stomp like a buffalo, drop like a yo-yo, swing like a golf pro, flip like a hairdo, tumble like a domino. Swivel on your kneecap, wobble like a mudflap, take a little catnap, do it all again.
It's just terrific. And an illustration of a dancing cat to go with
numbered, all numbered pictures. There are 12 illustrations showing you how to do the combo tango.
Let me read Angus.
Read Angus.
A dog wearing an orange plaid suit. Angus dressed as best he could, but all his clothes were gray. Either that or olive drab, the colors of the day. So Angus sewed a snazzy suit with a better, brighter cloth. Not half bad, completely plaid. He never takes it off.
Here we have a sort of idyllic California scene, a freak sitting on a bench, a dog looking at a tennis ball for no particular reason, a truck in the distance, palm tree. 10-cent haiku.
I love this one. Yes, go ahead, please.
I sat down to write a haiku. It seemed like the right thing to do. I wouldn't need very much time. No need to bother with making it rhyme. I reached in my pocket and pulled out a dime. This is my 10-cent haiku. Shiny silver friend, I will never let you go. Look, an ice cream truck.
And that's what poetry can do, can't it?
It can do it when it's done right.
Hold on, let me turn back the next one that I should read. Hold on for just a moment. Oh. Let me try Biscuits in the Wind, okay?
Yes.
Firstly, there's somebody looking like the illustration, all in a series of blues, is of someone looking a little Elvis-like, right? Maybe a young Elvis descendant, or maybe somebody who could be with the Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
Elvis's young brother who we never heard of.
Exactly. So this is Biscuits in the Wind. The latest song from long ago is Biscuits in the Wind. First made famous yesterday by Andy Mandolin. My, oh my, the years go by. I wonder where they've been. Gone astray, or so they say, like biscuits in the wind. I can't explain why that's so touching, but it is.
It's thought-free. He manages to do what some people say poetry should do. It has a logic. It isn't translatable. If you could explain it, it wouldn't be a poem.
Yeah.
Here's one, new utensil. Mm-hmm. I eat my beans with lots of lard, the kind without the pork. But here's the rub. This tasty grub just slides right off my fork. So I found a little ladle and a handle from a hatchet. Several feet of wire were required to attach it. For eating slippery lima beans, nothing else can match it. And the other thing that poetry is, I am told, is just the sheer pleasure in words.
Yeah.
And what he does is sheer pleasure in words, facing page, sheer pleasure in color and image, and just this, you know, it's, gosh, I'm having fun with this book.
Let me try Bossy Casey, okay?
Do so.
But when you talk about the sheer pleasure, the way the words kind of bing-bat around. Bossy Casey gives advice, completely free. And worth the price. She reads a list, to be precise, of things you shouldn't do. These are just a few. Never climb a rubber ladder. Never punch a kettle. Never tease a caterpillar. Never kiss a nettle. Never eat the turkey frit, but always order fries. Casey may be bossy, but her words are very wise. Absolutely right about climbing that rubber ladder, by the way, or kissing a nettle.
We've all tried that. Ray's house. Ray built a house on his nose. Just for a lark, I suppose. The lark is content there. It even pays rent there and shovels the stoop when it snows.
Can I try worms?
Please do.
Hold on.
I was hoping one of us would.
The worm in the apple likes mangoes. The worm in the mango likes yams. The worm in the beet likes anything sweet, especially jellies and jams. The worm in the onion likes cabbage. The worm in the cabbage likes cheese. The worm in the pear likes a day at the fair. The worm in the turnip agrees. Do you learn about the rhythm and just sheer delight in words with
That's
these
right.
poems?
It's poetry, Scott. I'm going to read you Tiny Baby Sphinx.
Oh, I love that one, yeah.
Which has got a sort of a beautiful illustration of this little cute sphinx peeking around a backyard fence. Tiny baby sphinx, she looks at me and blinks. I offer bits of cat food, the kind that really stinks. I wonder what she thinks about at nighttime when she slinks about, inviting other sphinxes out to gather in the moonlight.
Mm. So you know this Caleb Brown?
We have never met.
Yeah.
Sooner or later we have to. He requested me, not you, but me, to do the reading of the audio of his poems.
Okay, but so you've never actually met him?
We have never met. Mm-hmm. I understand he is a blue elephant. Well, it says so on some of the dust jackets, and I'm ready to buy it.
Would you say, Daniel, that he is the most successful blue elephant in children's literature?
After me.
Daniel, thanks so much.
Scott, such fun.
The book Daniel brings us this week is Flamingos on the Roof by Caleb Brown, the blue elephant. Daniel is the author of many fine books for children and for adults. And there's a new Pinkwater podcast with a weekly program of stories and music and whole books available for your downloading, all for free and worth every penny, I'm sure. You can find a link to it at npr.org/books. And by the way, come to our website and you can download our podcast, too. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when.